Hey friend, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here listening to another episode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Here we talk all about the ins and outs of designing knit and crochet patterns and running a business that makes it all possible. I'm Jessica, your host, knitting pattern designer, design mentor, and the friend in your ear. Can't wait to dive right in. The Pattern Design Circle podcast is sponsored by the Pattern Design Circle, a membership community for knit and crochet pattern designers that are feeling lost, lonely, or frustrated in their business. It connects you with a supportive community that's always eager to answer your questions and help you through the hard times. And there's loads of resources and activities specifically catered to business and designing. Sound like your jam? Check it out at snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. That's snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits, knits.com/design-circle. All right, let's get into it. Hello, 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 my friend. I am so excited to be here chatting in your ear again. It is so good to have you here. So if you listen to the podcast regularly, you know we have been working on a series of marketing episodes for quite a while. It's been a few months. We started with Marketing 101. We worked through talking about overviews of several different marketing platforms. We talked about, what was the other one we talked about? I thought we had one other. Oh, the five like marketing truths, no matter what platform you're on. This episode, I think, I'm pretty sure, is going to be the last of our marketing series. And in this episode, we are talking about three reasons why your marketing is failing and the solutions to those. So the marketing failure struggle bus is real. You are not alone. That bus is overcrowded and everybody's trying to get off, but not sure where the door is. You know? Yeah, it's real. So here I'll talk about three different reasons why your marketing might be failing. And I encourage you to think about this very honestly and deeply, because sometimes, and I've been one of these people many, many times in my business, you hear something, you're like, oh yeah, I do that. That's not a problem for me. And then months or years down the road, you're like, oh wait, I wasn't being completely honest with myself. And that is something that I am not doing, or that is something that I actually haven't been doing correctly, or that's something that I just faked myself into thinking that I knew what I was talking about and I didn't. So let's talk about these things. Don't feel bad if this explains why your marketing is failing. Don't feel bad if you're like, oh, I keep telling myself that I know this, that I have this, I'm doing this, and I'm not. It's part of business. It's part of life. But recognizing that, admitting that, and making the changes is what's going to be key. So you and me together, we're going through this, okay? So reason number one, your marketing is failing is because you aren't attracting the right people. You aren't attracting the right people with your marketing. And therefore, your marketing is not resonating with them. Therefore, your marketing is not selling the right product to them. They're just not resonating with it. So this is a matter of A, knowing your ideal customer and what they struggle with and what resonates with them, where they're at in their life, where they're at in their customer journey. And really being sure that your content and your products and services are meeting them where they are. It's saying, okay, this person is struggling with this, and this is the solution, and I have the solution, and I'm telling them that this is the solution. And so now you have you're attracting the right person and you're selling your stuff to the right person. And then it works. I will say, marketing is a numbers game. Not everybody who sees your stuff is going to buy your stuff, and not everybody who follows you or is subscribed to you is going to see your stuff. So it is a numbers game. But with intentionality and, really, really understanding what your marketing is, what your branding is, what your business is, what your messaging is, and who your ideal customer is, you can do it. So to attract the right people, you need to know who the right people is are. You need to know what they're interested in, what they're struggling with, and how to speak them, where they're at, where they're going to see your content, how they're going to see your content, what kind of content they like to consume. So if you know that your ideal customers are moms with toddlers who are overwhelmed, pulling their hair out, they have zero time, and they just need a quick project. Maybe they're obsessed with making knits for their kids. Don't try to market to them via a long form YouTube video about lace cardigans that are adult size. That's not what they're looking for. Like, if you know that's your people, don't try to sell them something they're not interested in. I mean, if you want your marketing to work. Okay. Number two, in why your marketing might be failing is because you don't have a strategy or intention. What does this mean? Okay. So first of all, it means being clear on who you are, what your business is, and what your intention is in general. It means having goals. It means knowing what it means to have marketing that's failing or succeeding. If you don't have any goals or you haven't created a strategy to achieve your goals, they don't really mean much. So it's like if you were to say, okay, my goal is to have 100,000 Instagram followers, and then you post once a month showing a cat video, what you want your business to be about, knitting. And that's all you do. That's what you call your marketing. Your one cat video a month, I mean, it could. If you have some really good cat videos that are go viral, you could get your 100,000 Instagram followers, I suppose. But you don't really have a very solid strategy of, all right, this is what works, this is what doesn't work, this is the kind of content my folks are really interested in, this is specifically the kind of video that they're going to watch. You have to have several posts, several pieces of content that you've created to even test to know what works well. And then consistency in creation also is important for algorithms, typically. And it's important for your audience to be used to seeing you. And then, of course, we have this problem where if you're like, okay, I want 100,000 followers, but then in the back of your mind, you're also like, I want to sell 20 knitting patterns a week, but you're only sharing cat videos. How are your followers who are coming for cat videos supposed to buy knitting patterns? If you're not telling them that that's what you do, if you're not telling them how to buy it, if you're not even creating content that's related to your knitting patterns, That's what I mean by really having an intention and a strategy. So what we might do instead is say, all right, I want to have 3 new Instagram followers every week. I'm going to do that by creating 3 reels every week where I am talking about something related to my design. Let's say you have 3, let's keep the 3, all the 3s. Let's say you have 3 knitting patterns. We're going to do this over 3 months, and you're going to create 3 reels, each attracting 1 person per reel. So we have 3 reels per week, 4 weeks in a month. 1 design every month. I feel like I've already lost you. I'm sorry. I just made that a whole lot more complicated than I should have. Okay, so the idea anyway is we're going to break down exactly what we're going to talk about and how we're going to achieve that goal. We're going to say, okay, I'm going to talk about 1 design per month. Every week, I'm going to create 3 reels related to that design. Week 1, I want to talk all about yarn and fibers specific to this design. Maybe I want to talk about color, yarn color combinations too. So reel number 1 is going to be talking about why I used cashmere merino for this design and what other designs would look, what other yarns would look like with this design. Reel number 2, I'm going to talk about yarn recommendations, different brands that include this cashmere merino blend that is going to yield the perfect project for this design. And I might talk about different price points. Reel number 3, I am going to talk about color combinations that are going to look beautiful for this design. All right, so now we already have 3 reels. We have a plan in place. And then how are you going to get 3 new people through those reels? Is it going to be through hashtags? Is it going to be asking somebody to share with a friend? Is it, do you already know from experience that your reels, because they're engaging, because you're telling a story, and because Instagram likes reels, that you are going to get at least 1 person per new reel? That's how you really become intentional with what you're creating. And so then let's say week 2, we're going to talk about the stitch motif. Maybe there's a lace texture and there's increases and decreases in it. So maybe you want to talk about the first reel. You want to talk about the increases, how to do that, like a technique tutorial. The second day, you want to talk about the decreases. And then the third reel, you want to talk about the lace in general, what it means, why you used it, and how it creates the perfect design. All of these reels, you can, you know, you'll still say in the, for your call to action for the reel, you're going to say, click the link in my bio to purchase. Find this pattern in my Ravelry shop. Click the link in my bio to purchase. Click the link in my bio to learn more. Click my link in my bio to shop. That is how you create a strategy and intention that aligns with your goals. That is actually realistic. You actually have a methodology to reach your goal. And then you can check in after the 90 days and say, okay, did I do everything I said I was going to do? And did that result in what I wanted? 90 days, we have approximately 12 weeks, 13 weeks. And you wanted a new follower per reel. So that's like 36 to 39. 36 to 39 followers. So you would have to track before the 90 days started, what your Instagram follower was, count was, what it is at the end. Then you know if you increased by the number of followers you wanted to and if your strategy worked how you wanted it to. Okay, so strategy or intention. That's really being clear on what you're working towards and knowing if your marketing is working or not. There are lots and lots and lots and lots of people who just randomly post things. And sure, some of it sells, but a lot of times folks feel like My marketing is failing. It's not working. I'm not getting the sales that I wanted. I'm not getting the subscribers that I wanted. I'm not getting the engagement that I wanted. And you really have to look at, did you actually set a plan in place to help you do that? And do you actually have a way to gauge if it was successful? Or are you just frustrated because you have unrealistic expectations? You're like, if I post a reel once a month, I should end up with 1 million subscribers at the end of the month. And that's just not, or yeah, whatever, end of the year. I don't know. Be realistic. Create a plan. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Number three, the third reason your marketing might be failing is because you aren't doing it. You aren't marketing. I'm sorry that that hurt, but let's be honest. How many of us are whining and complaining about marketing not working when you're not actually marketing? You're sharing cat videos and you're marketing everybody else's work. You're sharing their yarn, but you're not even showing your end designs. You're not even talking about yourself. You're not even talking about your brand. You're not even giving them a chance to get to know you, to get to like you, to get to trust you, to get to be a loyal fan of yours. You're not even giving them the chance to purchase from you because you're not even telling them that you have something that they can purchase. You're not marketing. You might show up and say, show up in your stories and you talk all about the brownies you've been cooking and about your favorite spaghetti recipe and how the petunias in the flower bed, they are gorgeous. And how your cat scratched you on your face and how your kid went streaking across the street. And you never mention the fact that you're a knitting pattern designer. You never mention the fact that you have designs to purchase. You never mention that somebody could buy something from you. You never mentioned that you created this new design that's now available for purchase. Okay, so that is the extreme case of you're not marketing. But if you're being honest to yourself, look at what you're creating. Is your content actually marketing, or is it just posting on social media or whatever, whatever your strategy is? Sorry, I always revert to Instagram. That's what I think of first when I think of marketing. Not my favorite thing to admit, but anyway, when you're quote unquote marketing, are you actually marketing? Are you actually marketing your business? Are you actually marketing your brand? Are you actually marketing yourself? Are you actually covering things that are related to your brand, your product? You actually telling people to purchase from you? And are you doing it repeatedly over and over and over and over and over and over and over again? It used to be folks had to see things like four times to buy. Then it was like seven. Now it's like 14. The truth is, people don't see everything that you create. And even then, our attention spans, the way we're used to consuming content, we have to see things several times to actually be like, oh yeah, I want to buy that. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was really cool. And I got distracted by my kid who was streaking across the street. Remind them, tell them again and again and again and again that you exist, that your business is about XYZ, that you're unique because ABC, that your design is available and that they need it because one, two, three. Sorry. I'm cracking myself up, but this is actually serious. The point is, market your stuff if you're gonna market your stuff. Stop complaining about it not working if you're not actually doing the stuff that's actually going to make it work. And I'm not saying you have to have a super rigid, strict schedule. I'm not saying that you can only post about your designs. This is why it's important to know your customer. It's important to know your brand because then you know, okay, I talk about ABC with my customers, This is how it all relates. This is actually interesting to them. But then also still, be very conscious of what your marketing is actually doing. What's the purpose of each piece of content that you're creating? Is it to inspire? Is it to educate? Is it to entertain? Is it to connect? Is it to relate? And be strategic on what pieces of content are doing what, where. Like if we're talking specifically about Instagram, do all those cat videos actually need to be on your grid? Or are those things that you can sprinkle in your stories throughout the week among your 20 other stories that are actually talking about your knitting design? I'm not saying you can't share the cat video. I'm just saying think about it. Think about how it relates to your follower, your audience, the people that you actually want to work with. Think about how it relates to your business, how it reflects on your business. Okay. So those are the three reasons your marketing might be failing. You aren't attracting the right people, you don't have a strategy or intention, and you just aren't doing it. You just aren't actually marketing. I hope that didn't cut too hard, cut too deep. But I know that if it did cut, there are solutions here. I know that there's an answer. I know that it's better to pull that scab off, as hard as it feels, so that we can actually do it right, so to actually heal. Okay? I promise I'm it's all out of love. It's all out of love. So, if you're struggling with any of these things, please join me for the free marketing challenge that is happening at the end of March 2023. Somebody happens to be listening to this later. Join the free marketing challenge. The link is in the description of this podcast episode. If you don't know how to find the description, message me on Instagram at Pattern Design Circle. I will send you the link. Inside the challenge, we are going to spend 3 days getting very clear on each of these aspects so that you're truly marketing in a way that is effective and helpful and beneficial for your business. Okay, we're going to do it in a way that's authentic, a way that feels good, a way that is aligned, where you feel empowered, not so you feel restricted. So you feel empowered and you actually have a plan that you're excited and motivated to implement. Okay? Okay, I'll see you there. Click the link in the description and I'll see you in the free challenge. And I'll see you very soon again for a podcast episode. Wow, thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable, please share the podcast with a designer friend. And if you have a minute, leave a review. It's so helpful for me and means the world to me. Chat soon.